Talk About on Radio Kerry. Brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. Working closely with suppliers to produce only the finest quality, locally sourced meat and fish for our menus.
And speaking of aging, one thing that might keep you young and looking well and fit mentally and physically is cold water swimming. And a lot of people, of course, are laughing at the fact that cold water swimming is so fashionable nowadays, because there's plenty of people here in the kingdom who've been doing this for years under the radar, but it has absolutely exploded in the last number of years and became even more popular during the pandemic. And to talk to us a little more about this, I'm delighted to be joined by Aineth Carroll, who is campus manager with the Kerry College of Further Education and Training in Killorglin. Aineth, welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Deirdre. Thanks for having me on.
Lovely to talk to you. And what started you cold water swimming, do tell us?
I guess I grew up in Canada, and so swimming in the lakes there as a child was the norm. But about 5 years ago, I got pregnant, and I had some issues with pinched nerves and shoulders and things like that. And so I took to the sea, and the benefit of going to the sea and floating in the sea and the relief that it brought for me in this new state was unbelievable. And that's where I started to meet other people who were there for the same and different reasons. So, a really great experience.
And where's your favourite swimming spot, Aineth?
I love Cromaine, just outside of Killorglin. I'm just new to Killorglin, moved here in January, and that's where I would go to spend some time in the sea.
All year round?
All year round, yeah, absolutely. All year round. As long as I keep going, it doesn't get too difficult.
Okay, so it's harder if you leave it a few days or a week without a dip, then it's harder to get back in, is it?
That's it. It's one of those things that if you continuously stay engaged, it does get difficult. And as the winter comes in and as the weather is a bit like it is today, it can be very challenging. But it's a lot easier if we keep it up and we kind of keep visiting and we keep going throughout the months.
What do you attribute, or to what do you attribute the growing popularity of cold water swimming? Is there a connection with the pandemic and people embracing the outdoors, or had it begun to rise in popularity even before that?
I think we're an island nation, and because we're surrounded by water, we've always had this connection with the sea. I think in recent years, we probably saw it more as a summertime endeavor, but as perhaps because of COVID, we were unable to leave for our sunny beaches, we started to look back to our home resource and think, okay, we'll reconnect here. And so I actually do think that COVID has played a role in that we weren't able to leave. So we started to see the beauty of the places we have here local to us and to remember how nice those places can be.
And just talk to me a little bit about some of the benefits. I mean, you found great physical benefit to your shoulder. Was it a shoulder injury you said you had?
It was a shoulder, pinched nerves.
I can imagine that must be painful. But a lot of people find mentally that they feel better after a swim in the sea.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that idea of hydrotherapy or kind of this idea of going into the sea can give us relief from chronic joint pain, from arthritis. It's that weightlessness that comes with being in the sea that can be very beneficial to us. It's almost an added benefit as well, is that idea is when we enter cold water, we can only focus on where we are at that moment, because it's such a shock to our system that we can't be worrying about all of the other things that are going on in our life. We're focused purely there in the moment in our breath. And that's where that it kind of has that feel of mindfulness or that idea of meditation that comes with the entering into the cold sea and the use of our breath to help us stay in the cold water. So I think that's where a lot of people are probably come back to that idea of you feel mentally, you feel better, and you feel that overwhelming well-being when you step out of the water and the warmth starts to come back into your limbs.
And is there any kind of scientific explanation as to why dipping in the sea is good for you?
Yeah, I mean, there has been quite a lot of research done in relation, in particular around the cold water immersion and how that works. And as we get into the colder waters, that's where we have to be quite cautious and careful, because there can be some risks associated with it as well if we are not used to our body. Almost, it's like a body reset. Our body is shocked and it resets our systems. So we have to be quite cautious. But even there was some research done around World Mental Health Day, and they basically just asked people how they felt and what they felt the benefits of them being in the sea. And you had things like 43% of people felt that they were happier by engaging in a daily swim. 26% said that they actually were more motivated to do daily tasks when their day involved a dip in the sea. So there's kind of that very, the personal benefits to people, but there is that physiological benefit of almost a reset to our system.
Now, I presume, Aineth, that there's a big difference between swimming in July and swimming in November. what's the main difference? I presume the number one thing is you don't stay in the water that much longer.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's it. It's the time that you spend in the water is much shorter. And, I mean, that is really the main thing. And then also the preparation is more. So what you bring with you for when you come out of the water is a little bit more than what you perhaps do when you're heading down in the summertime.
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of those. They're like, how would I describe? They're like wind cheaters, except they're insulated. I've seen a lot of those on people, even when they're not at the beach. But they're great, aren't they? They kind of get the warmth back into your body. Is there a name for them?
Yeah, they're actually phenomenal. I recently bought one for my little five-year-old to try and make the sea visits a little bit more enjoyable. Mm. But essentially what they are a large jacket that's waterproof on the outside and it's completely fleece-lined in the inside. So you're able to just throw that onto yourself directly over your clothes, and then you can get a hot drink. And I was actually talking to a colleague recently who said she that there's two little pockets inside of her her jacket, which she puts two little hot water bottles into to help with the rewarming when she comes out of the water. So they're an unbelievable tool, and those jackets.
And when you get into the water, Aineth, in this time of year in particular, are you better off to just dive in and just go straight down, or should you kind of ease yourself into it?
I think they say, isn't it, there's two types of people in the world. There's the people who dive straight in, and then there's the people who walk in slowly. And really, I do think it is. I take my time. I slowly make my way into the water. But for others, it's the quick straight in, straight back out that's very beneficial. So, you know, that's a personal preference.
Okay. It depends on the person. So, and before we let you go, and I just want to mention this because it's related to the sea. I believe that the Kerry College of Further Education and Training is training people in on to be surfing instructors and beach lifeguards. So that all, I suppose, feeds into our the growing popularity of the sea and the growing popularity of water sports as well.
Yeah, well, I guess a lot of people are starting to recognize that this green environment, the blue environment, the sea, is a place, maybe it's a nice place to spend some time in a swim, like a hobby. But then there are those of us who might want to make a career out of being in this environment. So an option for folks who they've been introduced to sea swimming, they recognize the benefit of spending time in the ocean, and they think, you know what, I'd like to work. I'd like to bring other people into this environment. I'd like to introduce them to it. We have a course, so it's surf instructor and beach lifeguard, and it's a fantastic course. It runs through the winter, so that this is where you're going to build up your tolerance to the cold water for sure. And through taking part in that course, you'll become a surf instructor, but you'll also become a beach lifeguard at the same time. And it's just a great way, with more people coming to the sea, we see the importance of also that we have really good water safety and safety knowledge when we're visiting these environments. And this is an opportunity for someone who thinks this might be a place they'd like to work, to make a career out of it.
Okay, very good. So I presume there's more information about that via Kerry College.
Absolutely. You can give us a call at Clorglen campus, or on our website we also have lots and lots of information there about our courses and the surf instructor courses on there.
And in it, do you know of any groups? I know of plenty in North Kerry, but there's probably groups all over the county of people who go cold water swimming. Is there anyone in particular that you would recommend if anyone wants to join?
Do you know what? It's funny, a staff member here was actually speaking with Irish Water Safety today, and we were asking that about, like, how many groups were in the local area, things like that. And what we've found is that the cold water swimmers tend to be social groups, so they tend not to be affiliated with some of those organizations. But I do know that there are some swimming courses running out of Cromaine, and I'd say if you were looking to get involved in swimming, go online, get in touch with Irish Water Safety. They'll be able to point you in the right direction of who you can link up with.
Super. Well, listen, Enid, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, and we let you go for now, but no doubt we'll talk to you again in the future, and keep on enjoying the cold water swimming.
I will. Thanks so much, Deirdre.
A pleasure. All the best. That is Enid Carroll there, campus manager with Kerry College of Further Education and Training in Killorglin, and a huge fan of cold water swimming.